Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, loyal listeners and new friends. Welcome to Mud Toe at Midnight. I am your host, Mud Toe Sasquatch. Thank you for joining me this evening on the glorious 4th of July. And I don't believe, I probably wouldn't have, I was going to say, I don't believe I have done a 4th of July episode before, at least not actually on the 4th of July, since the cycle is, I believe, 6 or 7 years going through each successive day of the week. I've only been here for 3 years, probably would not have come up before. So thank you for joining me. If you've interrupted your holiday to join me for this half an hour, or if you're listening to me on the archive, that's great too. Hope you had a wonderful holiday, and looking forward to what might for you be a 3-day weekend, what for me right now is kind of a perpetual weekend, as I look for something official to take up the hours of my day and help me to pay my rent and my electric bill and so forth. I like to try and keep you guys all up to date on that, even though I'm not sure it's a particularly interesting subject. But I find, especially in the last few weeks, I found that some interesting things have come from that discussion. Maybe I start talking out about my job search and end up someplace maybe related, maybe completely unrelated, that seems to get at something that was maybe on my mind or just something that Spirit has inspired me to speak about. And that's what this program is all about. I say what I'm led to say, and my hope is that those words are needed by someone and that those words will reach that someone through this channel. If you are happen to be on the phone right now, I'm very sorry, but I can't take phone calls because I'm doing this show from my own cell phone. I gave up my internet service here at the apartment to save a little bit of money and in preparation for my move out of the apartment at the end of the month. So some of the things that I might be able to do, you know, talk to you directly if you happen to call in. Unfortunately, I can't do with this technology. Very sorry about that. You can still reach me at mudtoesasquatch@gmail.com. Again, if they don't have the internet, I won't get your message until I check my email tomorrow. But I'm very proud and pleased and happy to respond to anything you write to me, as long as you're not an idiot, and I'm quite sure that no one listening right now is. But occasionally I do get the response. It's just not, they don't give me a lot. Someone will write me something, doesn't give me a lot to respond to. Okay, you get the occasional piece of hate mail, quite literally. It is hateful, as in filled with hate. And thankfully, I don't get that all that often. I don't think I have enough of a following, really, to get serious hate mail. But I just ask that you don't have to agree with me. I just ask that you have a point of view and that you share it and you know, try and back it up in some way without just using the emotion and harsh words and attributing ill motives to people you don't know, like me, for example, or other people. So with that exception, I am pleased to hear anything at all that you might have to say. I'm particularly interested in things you might like to hear me talk about on the show, or what you think of things I may have already talked about on the show. But anyway, I'm lonely. Please write to me. Again, it's mudtoesasquatch, M-U-D. TOESASQUATCH @gmail.com. You can also check out the website, which is mudtoesasquatch.com without the Gmail thing in it. And that's where you'll see some samples of my writing. I do a weekly blog there, which I shouldn't have used that word weekly because I missed the last one. Again, some a bit of, how shall I call it? I didn't plan well. Cutting of the cable, so to speak, the getting rid of my internet at home, I did not, and then there was some other a trip that I had planned and a couple of other things. Things didn't work out such that I was able to write my blog entry and then post it on Monday. In fact, it's not even written yet. I think I've just sort of given that last week's writing a miss. So we'll just pick up again on Monday, and perhaps I'll throw you an extra one when I get a chance. Again, I'm trying to make a decision. See, this is something that devils me. Sometimes I look at things, you know, too long and from too many different angles. Sometimes it's better to just choose, and you'll probably be okay. And even if it's not, you'll be able to fix it. And there's this thing of trying to make decisions beforehand and have everything be perfect. It's just it's a losing game. I just end up not getting things done. It's sort of what happened to me with the blog originally. So we're hoping, pulling back and hoping that doesn't happen to me again this week. I'm trying to decide whether I want to write the blog entry at home and then take it to the library and post it, or whether I just want to write it at the library. I think that writing it as I post it is more immediate. That's the way I like to do it. That's the way my intention to write it was, that I go to the blog and I write the post, something like 500 to 1,000 words, just off the top of my head, I write it. And then I go over it once for spelling errors, grammar errors, errors, mistakes, and maybe a few composition, punch it up in a couple places, cut a couple things that don't make, just some very minor editing. And so I write it, one minor editing pass, and then I post it. And I think if I write it at home, I'm going to dwell on it too much, and I'm going to lose some of the immediacy. So we'll see what happens. I can get to the library basically anytime I need to. I have to use the bus. I don't have to use the bus. I could get in my car, but trying to conserve as much gas as I can, because cash is in short supply here in Mudtoe Land right now. And I'm going to need to get back and forth to the folks' house, because that's where I'm staging most of my stuff. Actually, I'm trying to get rid of most of my stuff. That's going to be the major activity for next week and possibly the week after, depending on how next week goes. But I have a couple pieces of furniture that I just don't want to move back with me, and I want to be carrying it around with me. I don't want to be sort of tied to it. Mostly stuff that people have given me since I've been living in this apartment. So I just want to pass it along to someone else who might be able to use it, and not just stick it in my parents' basement and have it wait for me, whenever I might extricate myself from this financial situation. So I'm going to put out the word to my friends via Facebook, my local friends, and then also get out the word on Craigslist. Just have a couple people come out and say, look, if you can get it to the pickup truck, happy days. And hopefully that will clear up anything that I would have to rent a truck. I mean, that's what I'm trying to avoid doing. I don't want to rent a truck. And what's the problem there is I want to keep my bed. And I'm going to have to rent a truck to do that. What I'm trying to do is convince my daughter to let me store it at her house. And maybe then I can borrow a truck from somebody. And because this is supposed to be local, she lives in the burbs. I could run it out there without too much problem without having to get a U-Haul or anything like that. So, let's see how that works out. And I've got 3 weeks, which is cool because I thought I only had 2 weeks. But then I looked at the calendar and you got the week of July 7th, week of July 14th, week of July 21st. By God, that's 3 weeks. Then you go into the next week because I don't have to be out until July 31st. The next week, so really I almost had 4 weeks, but the problem there is I got a notice in the mail yesterday. I have been summoned for jury duty, and it's the last week that I'm going to be in this apartment. So you'll pretty much cross off that week for any sort of serious moving activity. I really am going to have just about everything out of here, signed, sealed, delivered. I'll probably have an air mattress and my air conditioner, and a couple changes of clothes, and that's going to be about it. Just everything I can throw into the car on my last day. So, run out of gas on that thread. What else is going on? I mean, that seems to be taking up the majority of my time, is planning to get out of this apartment. And then the next step is planning how I'm going to stay I mean, my fallback position, my absolute fallback position is my parents' house, which is outside of the county. I want to stay in the county because I have services through the county, and I have a caseworker whom I actually like. So I'd like to keep that going if I can. So my daughter has kindly agreed to be my home base of operations here in the county. So I'm trying to come up with excuses to make it back here at least, you know, for a couple of days every week, and I can sleep in their basement or whatever. So my daughter is buying a new home, so she's going to have a little bit more room. She had an apartment before, and I always felt funny about staying with, you know, they're a young couple with a little girl, and it's just it's very cramped space, and I felt, you know, bad about imposing on them in that way. Well, now that they got a house, you know, I can sort of be in, you know, off someplace else and not bothering them so much. But I think the last time I talked to them anyway, the invitation was still open, and I was also, you know, trying to find some other people too, so I'm not always bothering them. And I had quite a bit more hope that I was going to be able to arrange an alternative housing situation for myself fairly quickly. But it all seems to have ground to a halt, and we're not really sure of why. Of course, I'm always going to be at the end of the list because, you know, I'm a single person. So right now, and probably at any time, preference is being given to families with small children, trying to get them all in places and keep them off the streets. And it's also hard when you're talking about the government to know exactly what's going on. You don't. There's really nobody to talk to, and even when you can get somebody on the phone, you don't always get a straight answer. So all there is to do is wait, see if I can get approved for something. Of course, the ultimate answer, of course, is for me to get a job and be able to pay for all these things myself, which is what I want to do. It's been pretty brutal. Say there's not a lot of love for Mud Toe out there right now. I don't think it's me personally. It's not that the things are being, you know, directed at me. It's that there's a lot of people out there looking for work, and a lot of them are younger than I am, and a lot of them willing to be more flexible, I guess, than I am as far as, you know, where they want to go and what they're going to do. About the only sort of positive nibble I've had at all has been from a couple of insurance companies. They want to train me to be an insurance agent. And, of course, the big downfall there is insurance agents, but you know, maybe if it's changed over the years, I don't know, but I believe insurance agents don't get a salary. They work on straight commission. And so you have to get into business and meet some people and sell some stuff before you even can get any money in the bank. And beyond the fact that insurance isn't really where I see myself, it doesn't seem like the best road for me to go. I need to be making some cash a little bit sooner than that. So one thing that has been suggested to me in the past and something I want to look at more closely is creating content for websites. That there are a number of websites that purchase content. They don't pay a lot, but they pay something. I tried it once while back, and I was doing internet stuff. I find very frustrating sometimes. Again, because I can't talk to the person who's created the interface and find out from them what the hell they were talking about. That's been a big deal for me right now in filling out online job applications. But it was also a source of frustration for me back when I was trying to submit pieces of writing to these internet content places. And I just saw today Yahoo's internet content service is shutting down. So I don't know whether that's, you know, just one. I don't know whether that's indicative of the entire sort of internet content industry, or whether that was just an isolated event. Actually, I submitted something to Yahoo once, and they showed some interest in it. The one thing they didn't like was the title. And I think I was trying to submit a new title, and I was having trouble doing it. One of those things where, with the internet, the sort of interface that I was trying to submit the information to them was not behaving the way I expected it to, and I became frustrated with it and walked away from it. So that's, again, obviously something I have to work on. I don't really want to. But it's, I continue to be frustrated with a world that's becoming more and more automated, and so we are less and less likely at any given juncture to encounter an actual person. I feel like I could sell myself, and I don't like selling myself, but I think I would have a better chance to sell myself if I could talk to a person and not just be sending information into this internet vortex. Everything I send over and over again, just sending stuff, and you know, and nothing comes back. I don't hear from anybody. I have 7 active applications at the university now. One of them going back to April. And, you know, I never hear anything from it. What is it? It just says they're active. It says I'm still under consideration. Now, does that mean it's just a very slow process? Does that mean, you know, there's one person who's doing each of those and they just haven't gotten around to it yet? Or does it mean that I was kicked out months ago and nobody bothered to flip the switch to tell me? It's just the lack of any sort of feedback. And, you know, in that area, in the area of trying to find my housing, in the area of anything right now, is it just has me turned upside down, inside out. You know, and I plan to do more today. I had some things on my mind to get done today, and I got a good start. And now that I've started this story, I've realized it's completely off point, but I'm going to finish it anyway, because it wasn't a technology issue that deviled me today. It was a personal issue. Maybe I shouldn't go here. I heard from someone that I probably shouldn't have talked to, and that sort of threw me off for the rest of the day. And, you know, I ended up sleeping most of the afternoon and getting up in the evening and finally getting a few things done. But you know, sometimes it's this time of a personal issue, but your technical issues sometimes throw me that way too. You know, as I just get into the middle of an internet application, I just get into this sort of an endless loop that I can't get out of. You know, and I can't. It's a thing that I can't navigate. And, you know, I'll get up and I'll scream and I'll holler, and I've my computer has felt the felt my wrath through my fists. Sometimes I have beaten my computer from time to time. Which, of course, you know, is, you know, completely stupid, but you know, it doesn't accomplish anything. But something needs to be. I don't know where that thought was going to go. Something needs to be changed. Those are the words I'm feeling right now, and I don't quite know where those words are coming from. But it's feeling of sameness. Again, no matter what I do, you know, if it's a personal issue or a professional issue or a therapy issue or whatever it is that's coming onto my plate, coming across my, any issue that I'm encountering, the result seems to be the same. You know, I get to a certain point that's as far as I can push, and then I just got to stop. You know, there's nothing more I can do. I have to walk away from this. And I'm not used to that. I'm used to being able to solve my own problems. I'm used to being able to have somebody, there's somebody next on the food chain that I can call and talk to, and then find out from them who is the next person that I can call and talk to. It's just having constantly running up against blank walls. It's aggravating. I feel small. I feel helpless. I feel as if this situation that I find myself in is never going to be resolved. And I feel like whatever it is that I have to contribute is going to be wasted. It's going to be sucked away in this this wasteland of technical garbage, overlaid with the poor choices that I make in my personal life that make it so I don't have a lot of support in that area, and I'm also spending a lot of emotional and intellectual capital on trying to deal with those situations that I've created through lousy choices, and then that leaves me with less energy to deal with the BS of the job search and the BS of the housing search and the BS of how am I going to get rid of all my stuff and just the everyday BS of walking around and being alive. I think it might give you, there was a firework, I don't know if you heard that. There's still some, my next door neighbors didn't have a 4th of July party, and they went somewhere else, but there are a number of them here in the neighborhood, and there were people out there setting off their various firecrackers and fireworks and whatnot. An appropriate celebration, I guess. You like to blow things up. And I should say good thing. The first thing I said about, in reference to the 4th of July was a bad thing. I shouldn't have done that. Because I do appreciate the country I live in, the country where I've grown up. If for no other reason than I don't get shot in the head for the things I say and for, the things I write about. There is a tradition of liberty, if I can say that. It's not too jingoistic, is it? I don't think it is. In the United States, there is a very strong tradition of liberty that I don't think exists anyplace else in the world. And it's a tradition of liberty. Did I say that? Is that what I call it? Tradition of liberty. Yeah. Because nobody's forcing anybody. People are in a position of power and they could do pretty much anything that as far as their power were to extend. I mean, if Donald Trump gets mad at people sometimes for what they say about him, he could come to people's houses and pull them out of their houses and bring them to his estate and put them in one of those, what do you call it, like the outside where they have at the old southern prisons, the old chain gang. They put them outside in the hole for whatever. He could do that. And, you say, police would come, he can hire people to keep the police at bay. Yeah, it's not inconceivable it's bloody likely if somebody decided and they had enough power and they decided they just weren't going to adhere to this tradition of liberty. And, it would only be a matter of going far enough that law enforcement either couldn't cope with you or decided it wasn't worth it to try. So you can have, this idea was introduced to me by a political science professor I had in my undergraduacy. And he suggested, what would happen if Nixon had just decided he didn't want to leave? So I'm not going to go. And if the military had backed him up, what could have been done? So it's a tradition of following the rules, a tradition of respecting liberty as far as it goes. And there's things that happen to us, and there's things that are done to us by people from above that piss us off. But overall, in general, I can sit here and talk about this and not fear retribution. I'm more fearful of people sort of underneath me in the socioeconomic structure who will become angry and might act outside of their better interests, and they don't have the power to protect themselves. That's really the greater threat to liberty in our sort of society, our angry people from lower is a value-laden term, from of lesser means who might forget where their better interest lies because they don't have any alternatives. So that's what I would say. I'm thankful for to live in this place where, for the most part, our liberties are respected. And I think that's why I wouldn't want to live anyplace else. I thought about Australia. I thought Australia might be good, but only because they have full nudity on their commercial television. I thought that might be, culturally might be something I'd like to see. But that was a terrible joke. Why did they even try that? I don't know. I mean, I'm sure every place on Earth has its attraction. But doggone it, the old USA, I guess I've gotten used to it, Just gotten used to it. And there's a job that keeps coming up on one of my job boards, actually two different ones. It involves relocation to Saudi Arabia. And it keeps coming up. And so they must be having a hell of a time getting somebody to take it. And really, I looked at it, and I'm not qualified, so I don't have to worry about it. But I just can't see. Me in Saudi Arabia? Mudtoe in Saudi Arabia? Are you kidding me? I just don't see it happening. And, picking up and moving to just about any other place would involve similar. And I know a lot of people, I know several people who are very devoted to work they do in foreign countries, but I notice they never relocate there. They go there like twice a year, and then the rest they spend the rest of the time here in the States. And of all the unkind things I've heard other people say about the States, I don't see many of them leaving either. I'm not going to leave. I have no intention of leaving. But the good far outweighs the bad, and it's less the country and more the people in it that I think cause trouble. So I'm not going to say, America, this is all... It's all America's fault. Well, no, it's not America's fault so much as it's Americans' fault. And that isn't anything when you got a group of people who have lost their way. That isn't anything that can't be fixed with the time. So let's all hang tight. Let's all hang tight here with the USA. And we're going to get this thing fixed. And the liberty that we have is going to be even more enhanced. And we'll experience less BS from people who have the power to give us BS. I should be counting down here any second now, and it's important to me because I need to turn my air conditioner on because it's getting really stuffy in here. Turn the air conditioner off tonight because I know it's rather noisy and you're probably having trouble hearing me. Okay, now we're getting ready to, in the final moments here today. So I hope you heard something in the show that resonated with you. If so, please write me. If you have any other questions, please write me. I'm perfectly happy to respond again to anything civilized. And I don't think I have anything else to add. I think I'm going to sign off here, and I'm going to turn my air conditioner on, and I'm going to go to bed. Hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye now.